Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson taking over the reins while Andrew's out of town on News Radio 92.3 and 1620. Want to thank y'all for tuning in today. We got one more hour left, and then I got to go to work. So we are excited to have on, like we do every Thursday here at News Radio 92.3. We've got Lisa Newell from the Gulf Breeze News, and I want to welcome you on, Lisa, and thanks for calling in today.
Hey, Walker. Great to talk to you. We have got a great issue this week. We are full of Christmas cheer. This is our last issue before Christmas actually occurs. And so we are doing our annual All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth. And we have been doing this for over 20 years where we go into the schools and we accept photos of children who are missing their two front teeth right here at Christmas time. And we take their pictures of them smiling, their little snaggle tooth smiles, and we put them in the paper. And let me tell you, that is such a fun, fun way to get to the Christmas spirit, to see all these little kids so excited for Christmas and they're missing their two front teeth. And they, you know, just like the song, it's just adorable. So this is something you can look forward to. What a keepsake addition for all the parents and grandparents who want to see their little loved ones smiling their little hearts out. And so be sure and pick up a copy of that as well, because it's going to be going off the newsstands very fast. Or, of course, we do encourage you to subscribe so you don't miss a single issue.
Yeah, I saw the cover of that. That's great and just like perfect timing for Christmas with all the kids in there with missing some teeth. I know, so they'll be looking forward to the Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus coming this Christmas. So
that's right. That's right. And also we have those gingerbread house winners. When I was growing up, a gingerbread house was like, it was just a basic, four walls and a roof. Well, the architecture people got involved in the Gulf Breeze. A lot of kids are in the competition, but the Gulf Breeze Elementary School had a competition, and the architecture is unbelievable. These kids are like the little Frank Lloyd Wrights of Gulf Breeze Elementary School. They're coming up with all of these unique home designs made out of gingerbread or candies or icing. The yards are amazing. They have got it's just incredible. And the winners will go on to another competition. But those homes, some of the ones that they've done, are going to be on display at the Gulf Breeze Rec Center so that you can take a look for yourself and see the ingenuity these kids do. And a lot of them, these are done by the kids. I sometimes wonder if maybe the parents get involved, but they are supposed to be done by the kids. But they are incredible and so exciting to see at Christmas time, what you can do with gingerbread. It's inspiring to me.
I love it. I'm going to need one delivered to my house so I can give it a try and tear the house down. See how the gingerbread house tastes after all, right?
That's right. Of course, we do have some bad news. There was a house fire in Gulf Breeze, and the police or the fire department says it was likely caused by a modified gas golf cart. Fortunately, no one was hurt. But the damages were significant into the home and the cars that were there. And so, but they are telling you, if you have any kind of golf cart, especially if you have the battery operated ones, it's safer to charge them outside of your garage. But just be really, really careful. We've got some information about that. So many people do have golf carts these days. I want to make sure that you understand that the golf cart that was gas that caused the fire had been modified. So it already was showing some trouble, and then they thought it was the fire or the danger was over before it was put into the garage, but it was not. So very dangerous. Thank goodness no one was hurt. I have another story about the Republican, all the people vying for Matt Gaetz's seat. There was a a candidate forum that it occurred, and they had all these people speaking, and we have part two of what they said because it's just too much for part one, for two, you know, just to have one part. And but there's another issue that was raised, and that was that the invitation intimated that the candidates who were serious had to pay $1,000 in order to get the publicity that this was going to generate. Well, so some of the people did pay $1,000. Some of them said, I did not pay $1,000. Some of them said, I did not participate because I didn't want to pay $1,000. And now the people who organized it, which apparently asking anyone to any candidates to pay for something like that is against Florida statutes. And now they say, oh, no, no, that's just misinterpreted. We were just trying to get people to pay for the food. But that isn't what the invitation says. And Representative Alex Andrade has taken a big issue with it, and he is saying this is completely wrong, and he wants to make sure that it's rectified. And I did hear that one of those candidates had their $1,000 returned.
Wow. That is all. We had Alex on earlier. We should have asked him. But real quick, John, with traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now. Actually, I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Lisa, I know you got a couple other stories here you wanted to touch on before we get out of here. It's almost New Year's Eve, and so I know we've got some people need to start making plans if they haven't already.
They are. Our next issue is going to come out on December 26th. So if you want to, you know, advertise anything that's going on New Year's Eve, or you want to fit it into our calendar of events, if it's a free event, please do so. We do have a lot of things going on right now. We've got PLT has got a Christmas story that you can go watch. The Nutcracker is going to be at the Sanger. Of course, we have Christmas Eve services that you need to plan for. So lots of things going on. Also, if you want to do a greeting card ad, we have a lot of greeting card ads in this issue for the holidays. But if you wanted to put one in that said Happy New Year, for example, please give us a call. Tomorrow's the deadline. Friday's the deadline. And we're also bringing on January issue of Splash. But don't we have so much in the paper. I forgot that you had mentioned sports, basketball, soccer, wrestling, all that's in the paper. So if you are interested in finding out what's going on in the community, please take up a Gulf Breeze News. And, of course, give us a call if you have any news tips. We are always interested. And thank you so much, Walker. I hope you have a great Christmas. Happy New Year. And, of course, I hope that I get to see you in the Breeze.
Yeah, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Thanks for coming on today, Lisa. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Now we're going to head to some commercials, and we'll be right back.
Have you given your auto loan a second thought lately? Just like you might refinance a home for a better deal, you can do the same with your auto loan. Refinance an existing loan from another institution with PenAir Credit Union and lower your interest rate by up to 2%. Plus, you can skip payments for the first 90 days. Take your old auto loan off of autopilot with PenAir to lower your interest and payments. Learn more at PenAir.org/auto-refi. That's PenAir.org/auto-refi. All loans are subject to approval. Offer valid on loan applications submitted between November 1st and December 31st, 2024 only. Call toll-free 1-877-4-PENAIR for complete details.
So a couple of years ago, my wife and I were thinking about buying a Honda Odyssey, and we had about 6 months we figured left on the main gasket, head gasket for our Grand Caravan, and we just wanted to test drive an Odyssey to make sure it's what we wanted. Nobody had one. It just was the wrong age for the pre-owned certifieds, and it was a whole mess. We couldn't find one to test drive, but we knew we wanted to make sure what we were going to buy eventually. Well, Frontier had one, and we test drove it, and we loved it. And they said, do you want to look at a price? And we didn't want to be rude and say no. So we looked at the price. We're like, oh, that's a pretty good price. Can you come down a little bit? They said, yes. We said, well, can you give us a day? And they said, yes. We said, can you come down a little bit more? And they said, yes. And we said, well, can we buy it? And they said, yes. I mean, it was that easy. And we wound up buying a one-year-old car with about 12,000 miles on it that had come back from an auction in Orlando because the dealership there couldn't sell it for whatever reason. And we got a great deal on an outstanding car that we have loved ever since. And we didn't go to buy a car. We just went to look at it, and we couldn't say no once we saw what they had. That's how easy it is to find good quality cars at Frontier Motors. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Ever have one of those days where your gut just feels blah?
Ugh, yes.
Occasional bloating or gas could be signs that your gut is out of balance, but Align Probiotic can help. Align 24/7 Digestive Support is a daily-use probiotic with a unique strain to help relieve occasional digestive issues. It's the number one doctor-recommended brand. So when you feel the signs, it's time to try Align. Align Probiotic. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Clark Merritt at the Port of Pensacola wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey, I'm Kirk Waters from Avalon HR. We want to wish all our friends in the Pensacola area a very happy holiday season.
Hey, this is Terrence Gross from Gross & Schuster wishing everybody a happy holiday season.
This is Darren Costello, Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, 8190 West Fairfield Drive, Pensacola, Florida, wishing you a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Well, you know that I want your loving. Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay here on News Radio 92.3 and 1620. Want to thank everybody for tuning in. We are closing in quickly to the 9 o'clock hour, and I have survived mostly until this part. So right now, I wanted to talk. We've had some folks send in questions, and there's been some comments made this morning about the open congressional seat that the election to fill Matt Gaetz's resignation. We do have an election primaries coming up on January the 28th. And just want to remind folks that if you're not sure where to vote, how to vote, when the dates are for early voting or what deadlines are, for requesting a vote by mail ballot, you can always visit the Supervisor of Elections, escambiavotes.gov. You do need to, if you would like to vote by mail, there's a new law that got put into place that requires voters to request a vote by mail ballot every cycle. So if you typically vote by mail, you will need to, that expires December 31st, 2024. So you do need to go on to escambiavotes.gov and re-request a vote by mail for 2025. So you want to make sure you do that as they are getting those ballots prepared to begin to send out for all the primaries that are coming up on January the 28th. And you also want to check, there are not going to be as many early voting locations as there typically are. This is mostly because of cost and what anticipated turnout will be, since it's a special election that's kind of in the middle, you know, at the end of January. Turnout most likely will be low, and so there'll be not as many early voting locations, but early voting will be January 18th to January 25th. And it looks like there still will be 7 locations around the county that you can go and early vote and take care of voting if that's your preferred method of voting. And those will be at the Escambia County Extension Services Office up on Stefani Road, the Molino Community Center on Highway 95A, the Bellevue Library out on Mobile Highway, Asbury Place on College Boulevard, and that's across 9th Avenue from Pensacola State College, kind of right there where the Wendy's is. You've also got the opportunity to vote early from January 18th through the 25th at the Escambia County Supervisor's Elections Office downtown on Palafox, the main library on Spring Street, and the Southwest Library out on Gulf Beach Highway. So make sure that you're checking escambiavotes.gov so that you can get your vote in. Whether that's early, day of, or if you're going to request a vote by mail ballot, you do need to go ahead and do that again, as you now have to redo that every election cycle. So I'm sure that all the ads will be ramping up, all the stuff you get in the mail, text messages, just when we thought it was over, here we are again. Once we have the primary January 28th, we'll have a set field on who's going to run towards April 1st for the general election. And then after that, we will have a new Congress member from District 1, the northwest portion of Florida. So again, Escambia votes.gov. Make sure you're good to go, ready to vote, and know where you're going and the dates to vote. So we'll go to John with traffic on the 5.
That's right. No new accidents to let you know about right now. It's not seeing any delays on I-10, I-110. But if you're traveling on the Garcon Point Bridge, both northbound and southbound, you're going to see some delays. They're doing construction on the bridge, so they'll open one lane, close one lane. So that's an extra 15 to 20 minutes added to your commute. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
All right. And I know we spoke briefly earlier about what all products that we've got down at the Palafox Market. And that is something that the Downtown Improvement Board brought to this community about 17 or 18 years ago. And we started it off back in 2007. It was a quarterly event that the DIB ran. Now it's every single Saturday except for Mardi Gras. And down at MLK Plaza and Plaza Ferdinand, we do have a trolley that runs back and forth between those two locations in downtown Pensacola. Gives you the opportunity to park in some free parking spaces and be able to get around downtown and check out the market and maybe grab some lunch. But you've got, you know, clothing, jewelry, decorations for the holidays. Folks make handmade soap or bath bombs. You got purses, candied pecans, walnuts, cookies. You can go down there, grab a cup of coffee. We've got some folks that roast their own coffee beans. You can go out and grab a bag of coffee beans while you're out there. We've got a ton of artists that really do a great job and make some pretty unique things. And you've got some folks that have different flavored popcorns, if you will, that you can go down there and get. Jellies, jams, I mean, you name it. Palafox Market probably has it. And if you are wondering if they have it, you can go to palafoxmarket.com and search through all of our vendors, see who will be at the market this week. You can go on every week and see what vendors are going to be down there, what they sell, what spot they are going to be in. So you can have a plan to go down on Saturday and know where you can find them. We have a map that's updated each and every week to put out there. And so again, if you're needing some last minute stocking stuffers or you forgot the one gift or you haven't started shopping yet, like some of us here on the air today, you can go down to the Palafox Market and knock out some of your shopping and continue shopping or grab lunch downtown at one of the retail stores or restaurants up and down Palafox and Jefferson and all throughout downtown. I just want to remind everybody that the Downtown Improvement Board is doing our All I Want campaign again this year, a promotion that we've been running for 8 years during the holidays to encourage you to shop small and support our small businesses in downtown Pensacola. As you're shopping downtown, any receipt dated November 8th through December 22nd, if you still got it at the bottom of your purse or you tucked it away in case somebody doesn't like a gift you got them and you got to take it back, if you got those receipts, you can send it in to downtownpensacola.com/all I want. Every $10 you spend, you get entered in to win a $1,000 downtown shopping spree on the Downtown Improvement Board's dime. And we also have a daily prize that we give away something. So we'll pick one person that has entered and they win, you know, gift cards to maybe Angelina's, to Jackson's, to Wine Bar, Doghouse Deli. We've got some candy and stuff from Peterbrook Chocolatier. We've got some great gift baskets from Rusted Arrow and Indigo retail stores. And the City of Pensacola Parking Service, they threw in 6 months. For two people, they threw in 6 months of free parking in the Jefferson Street Garage. And which I know is going to be highly sought after. We have some folks that I'm sure would love to have some free parking in downtown Pensacola for half the year. And so just all you got to do is go downtown, shop, eat, drink, be merry, and send your receipts in to downtownpensacola.com/all I want. And so it's been busy downtown. I think so far in that program, we've seen about $80,000 worth of receipts that have come in, which is a little higher than what we had last year. So it's good to see that folks are participating. They're sending their receipts in and they're shopping downtown, most importantly, and supporting our small businesses that we have. So we're excited to to see that. And again, we talked a little bit about parking downtown. If you got questions on where you can park for free, how do you pay to park, you can go to the new website, parkpensacola.com. They have a map. Once you get to that website, you scroll down just a little bit, they've got a map showing where all the free parking is, where parking garages are, paid parking, how to pay to park, and then also talks about the trolley that the city runs to get you back and forth downtown on the weekend nights as you're coming downtown during the holidays. So we'll catch you after the break.
Foster. The suspect in UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson's murder, sources say, now agrees to be sent back to New York from Pennsylvania to face charges.
We expect Luigi Mangione will be arraigned in a New York City courtroom as soon as later this afternoon. He faces an 11-count indictment, including first-degree murder as an act of terrorism charge, with a max sentence of life in prison without parole, and then two second-degree murder charges.
Fox's Brian Yenis. House Speaker Mike Johnson needs to negotiate a new short-term spending bill that can be supported by enough House Republicans and President-elect Trump.
The Vice President-elect, J.D. Vance, didn't leave Speaker Johnson's office till almost 10 p.m., late enough that Vance's son, who was with him, was in his pajamas. They are working on a plan B to avoid a government shutdown Saturday.
Fox's Peter Ducey. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 59 degrees. It's cloudy this morning in Pensacola. A 12-year-old girl has died after a crash on Quintet Road yesterday. FHP says that crash involved several vehicles, a log truck, a propane delivery truck, two SUVs. The girl was a passenger in one of those SUVs. The driver of that vehicle, a 50-year-old woman from Alabama, and the driver of the propane truck also suffering serious injuries in the crash. The propane tanks not damaged. FHP's Traffic Homicide Division is investigating the cause of the accident. Has not been released. An active-duty Marine stationed at NAS Pensacola is now charged with the murder of a missing woman whose body was found yesterday in Mobile. Deputies say 20-year-old Willie Ellington was arrested in Opelika, Alabama. He's now charged with first-degree murder and possession of child pornography. Police in Mobile say they found the body of 26-year-old Tashay Bennett in a ditch yesterday. She'd been missing since Saturday. Investigators believe the woman was working as an escort and had met with the suspect before she disappeared. Escambia Fire Rescue adding some more red bulbs to their fire safety wreath. This brings the total to 9 red bulbs so far this month. The first fire happened on Tuesday. Firefighters responded to a mobile home fire on Glass Drive. The grease fire was in the kitchen. Damages were limited, but the occupants were displaced. The second fire on West Hernandez Street, officials say a single-story wood-framed home, was a total loss. Well, some reaction from former District 1 Congressman Matt Gaetz to the news that the House Ethics Panel report on his sexual misconduct and drug use allegations will be made public this week. He posted on his X page after the news broke. Gaetz wrote that he was never charged with a crime and that he's never been sued, but says the House Ethics Panel will reportedly be releasing the report that he has no opportunity to debate or rebut. We do have Gaetz' entire statement on the News Radio website. Well, Pensacola's red light cameras are officially being turned on January 1st.
Your final month, if it's important to you, as many people have reached out or commented on Facebook, if it's important to you to run red lights, then you have one more month to do it where it won't cost you any money. My goal, and hopefully most people, when they that their concerns, they share their concerns. My question naturally always is, which red light do you like running that this affects you?
Mayor D.C. Reeves, from his press conference earlier this week, he says the lights have been installed at several of the most dangerous intersections in town. He said that they've had 377 crashes at those intersections in the last 2 years. Well, the man accused of making an attempt on President-elect Trump's life in Florida is now facing a state charge for a traffic crash that seriously injured a young girl as he was being arrested. The felony attempted murder charges were announced yesterday by State Attorney General Ashley Moody.
When you couple those terrible injuries together with his other criminal conduct, which we believe rises to the level of domestic terrorism, it turns his actions into an attempted felony murder case.
Moody says the state investigation into the assassination attempt was stonewalled by federal investigators who attempted to shut down the investigation and told her department to drop their charges on multiple occasions. Governor DeSantis posted on X that he appreciates Moody and her team moving forward despite the resistance. 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good, but still seeing some delays, about a 15-minute delay if you're on the Garcon Point Bridge, either northbound or southbound, as they work through the construction on that bridge. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful sunny day today with temperatures near 68 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 45. For Friday, high near 65, plenty of sunshine. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 35. A bit cooler for the weekend with a high near 56 for your Saturday. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, it is 59 degrees in Pensacola, 57 in Gulf Breeze, 57 in Milton. Your money now. This morning, markets are up. The Dow's up 432 at 42,759. The S&P up 60 points at 59,31. The NASDAQ up just under 200 points today at 19,589. 10-year bond rate is up a bit, 4.546%. Gold price is down 43.10 at 26,1020. Silver price is down $1.13 at 29.61. Looking into the crypto market, Bitcoin is up 1332 this morning at 102,494. Ethereum's down. Solana's up. No change in Dogecoin, sitting at 36 cents. And our next news at 9 o'clock. We have breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
We'll have a look at all things holiday in downtown Pensacola, including tree lights, holiday cubes, and where you can find Santa.
Santa! They have a Santa!
Today at 9, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hey folks, this is Jimmy Petronas, Florida's Chief Financial Officer, wishing each of you a Merry Christmas. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, "Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress." Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, "Fight, fight, fight." That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy, so my response to the president was a very simple, yes, sir. I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Petronas, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support. Paid for by Friends of Jimmy Petronas, Inc.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3 and 1620. I want to thank you for listening in today and hearing what's going on around the Pensacola, Escambia County, and the state of Florida, and being an educated citizen, or trying your best to be anyways. And if you're getting it from me, you're not doing too much better than normal. But Andrew will be back one day. So want to thank you for tuning in. Right now, as we do every Thursday, got Mike Wood on the show. And Mike, want to thank you for coming on, being flexible with your time slot and coming on a little later this morning. So thanks for coming on, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Wilson. And the show must go on, whether Andrew's there or not.
That's
right. We sure appreciate you sitting in.
That's right. So I know we were texting last night, and you said with not a whole lot going on from your end of the table, but you know, wanted to take the opportunity as I'm the executive director of the Downtown Improvement Board, the DIB, and the city's Community Redevelopment Agency, or CRA, downtown funds a neighborhood policing program to the tune of probably about just over $300,000 a year between the two of us, those two organizations. And we've got, now we have four officers that are dedicated to just the downtown area, and they just added a sergeant to that as well, thanks to the city CRA. And just wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about kind of the success of that program and what that really means, not only for downtown, but for the rest of the city, to have, you know, five individuals that are stationed and taking care of downtown and allowing, you know, the rest of your beat officers to get around to the rest of the city and keep the citizens of the city safe.
Yeah, you know, it's been a huge success over the past 10 years or so, actually, you know, since we've been concentrating on that area. The calls for service have gone down, and violent crime has gone down. So downtown Pensacola is a much nicer place to be, family-oriented. Now, we do have our problems down there on occasion, but the officers are like you said, assigned down there now. We used to have just two CRA officers on day shift. Now we have them day and night with that supervisor. So they're able to respond quicker and think outside the box sometimes, you know, go and find out what unique issues that the downtown area has, and they're able to address those where the patrol officer simply would not. And then on top of that, when you add the community response specialists that are also spending a majority of their time in that area, it's a win-win for everyone.
Yeah, and those community response specialists, Mike, if I understand correctly, I believe those two individuals are retired either sheriff deputies or police officers that have come back on. They are mental health counselors, I believe, and really take, you know, that one-on-one approach, especially with our homeless population downtown. And not only do they work downtown, but they also work throughout the city. Those two individuals do. And just, you know, some of the successes that they're having with the work that they're doing in the city of Pensacola.
Everybody that's down there, you know, homeless, every person has their own story, their own unique situation. Some choose to be homeless, others do not. And the community response specialists are able to sit and talk with them for lengths of time to find out what the story is with that individual person and try to get them help. And lots of them have already been helped with just minor things that, you know, they just needed a bus ticket or a plane ticket to get out of town to get to family. And that's all they needed. So they're always able to help with that. And it's just it's a huge asset to the Pensacola Police Department, the downtown area, and the city of Pensacola.
Right. And those two individuals, I think maybe they've been on maybe not quite a year, the program that they're doing there, but they're not dressed in, you know, an officer uniform. As you can imagine, some of these folks that are maybe living out on the streets or don't have a place to go at night, they may not be in the best place mentally, or they may be have some sort of addiction that they're dealing with. And the first sight that they may not want to see every now and then is someone coming at them in a cop uniform. And so it's just a good way and step forward to have kind of a more friendly face that's saying, hey, we're not here to try and get anybody in trouble. We're trying to see if you want help. And if you do, how can we help you get there? And it's been great.
Yeah, you know, I've been an officer for a very long time now wearing that uniform, but I have to look at it from somebody else's perspective. And the last thing I want to see if I'm homeless is a police officer coming up to me. That's, you know, am I in trouble? Am I going to jail? It's a little bit, it's a lot of intimidating there, a lot of stuff going on there that you just don't have with these the community response specialists that are not only in plain clothes, but they have a unmarked vehicle. They do work for us. They do have access to a radio should they need help quickly, and we will respond quickly. But they're able to get down to the bottom, to the meat and potatoes of why these people are homeless. And like I said, they've helped a whole lot of them. And that's a program that I hope stays around forever.
Yeah, I agree. Well, let's real quick go to John with traffic on 5.
No accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 are looking good. This traffic report brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
Thanks, John. And Mike, I know, I guess it's been all in the news and buzz around town as we got the traffic cameras coming in at some of these intersections around the city. And so how does that maybe change y'all's day-to-day operation and how you enforce traffic violations?
Well, we'll be able to concentrate on other locations. The intersections where these red light cameras are going in are intersections that are very difficult, if not impossible, for a single officer to enforce. We've got to keep man hours, the amount of man hours that we spend in perspective, and we just don't have the manpower to have multiple officers at these major intersections. So it's going to be a big help. And just like with any other new program, we will evaluate that. We'll come back in a year and look at it and see if it's working or not. But the ultimate goal is to have nobody run the lights. It be used as a deterrent. And for those people that are doing the speed limit and that don't run red lights, you're not going to notice the difference. And for those that do, there will be a citation sent to them the first 30 days. There's no money involved. It's more or less a warning. And then after that, the citations will be written. Now, to run the red lights and be caught on camera is a $158 fine, whereas if an officer was at the intersection and saw you run a red light, it's $264 plus points on the license. So there's a big reason why that you might want to get that. If you're going to pay that fine, to go on and pay it, don't ignore it, because if someone ignores it, then we do have to issue that person a uniform citation from the state that does involve points, and it gets more expensive from that point on.
Great. Well, thanks for filling us in on that, Mike. And I know that you and Andrew typically will end the interview with a cop myth. And so I was sitting here trying to rack my brain to see if I could think of one. So this might be fitting, but do you guys, or do you not, have a button in your car to change the light as you're approaching it?
No, we don't. Not here. Now, there are some emergency fire departments and police departments in some cities that do have a device on the top of their vehicles that will make that light turn green for them when they're running emergency lights and sirens. That's a very useful tool, but we don't have that in Pensacola.
Okay, well, good stuff. I was going to try and get one on Amazon, if so. But anyways, Mike, I want to thank you for coming on today, and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you soon.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
All right. Well, I guess we're not going to get that light-changing button after all.
I mean, I had already had Amazon up ready to go. I love that idea.
Yeah. Good stuff. We'll head to a few commercials, and then we'll come back and wrap the show up.
If a new Volkswagen is on your holiday wish list, there's no better time than now to sign and drive a new VW home for the holidays. Yep, the Sign and Drive event at Peakmore Imports offers you the 2025 Atlas and 2025 Atlas Cross Sport, both available for a 36-month lease with zero down payment, zero due at signing, and zero first-month payment. It's as easy as signing your name and making room under your tree or your driveway. Plus, the 2024 Tiguan and Taos crossovers are also available to sign and drive home for the holidays. And the 2024 VW Jetta SEL is now discounted a full $3,000, bringing its sale price to a low $28,451. The holidays are here, and the Peakmore Imports family wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Sign and drive is for a 36-month lease for qualified customers through PCI. Excludes tax, title, license options, and dealer fees. No security deposit. Example lease for a 2024 Tiguan S is $379 a month for 36 months. Discounts on Jetta before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Offers valid to January 2nd, 2025.
Sarah, it's been ages. How are things?
Hey, Lisa. Things are okay, I guess. Things with Mark haven't felt the same lately.
Oh, Sarah.
That is so common. It could just be ED or low testosterone.
Really? I didn't even think about that. I was blaming myself.
Yeah, Jim had ED and low T. I thought I was doing something wrong, but it's just a medical condition. Now he's passionate about his job again, lost a little weight, and even put on some muscle since he went to Wave Men's Health. They specialize in ED and low T treatments, and you should see the way he looks at me now.
Wave Men's Health delivers powerful, personalized treatments to reignite the passion in your relationship, even if other pills and treatments haven't done the job. Don't let ED or low T put a damper on what should be the best time of the year.
I forgot how we used to feel. I got my husband back.
Dial 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today and rekindle the magic, because you both deserve to feel the joy this season brings. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Don't miss Pensacola Winterfest, continuing nightly through Christmas Eve. Enjoy the streets of downtown Pensacola lit up with 500,000 lights and photos with Santa at Plaza Wonderland at the corner of Government Street and Palafox Place. See PensacolaWinterfest.com for more. Friday night, enjoy a festive gallery night downtown. This month's theme is ugly sweater weather. See GalleryNightPensacola.org. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm Walker Wilson, filling in for Andrew McKay as he is out on Christmas vacation with Clark Griswold. This is News Radio 92.3 and 1620. Thanks for tuning in today. We are finally loosened up and know exactly how to run this radio show now that I've got 8 minutes left. So just to close out today, just talk a little bit about what everybody's going to be doing over the next few days. That is probably leaving work early and watching football and avoiding family that's in from out of town. But some of the bowl games we've got going on, we got tomorrow, Friday, we've got Tulane playing Florida in the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl at 2:30 p.m., I will actually be in attendance going down there, seeing some old friends that live down in Tampa. But then the real fun starts tomorrow night. We've got Indiana and Notre Dame playing in the first round playoff game. We do have Notre Dame favored by 7 points in that game, so we will see. I know that I've got some good friends that will be watching that game closely. Then you roll into Saturday. You got SMU and Penn State playing at 11 a.m. That's another first-round playoff game. And then later on that afternoon at 3 o'clock, you got Clemson at Texas. And remember, all of these first-round playoff games are home games, or they're at the schools, which is going to be a really cool aspect of this whole deal. So you got Clemson at Texas. Texas favored by 12 points there at 3 o'clock on Saturday. And Saturday night, Tennessee at Ohio State, 7 p.m. Ohio State favored by 7.5, and then we'll see how it shakes out and goes to the next round of the college football playoffs. So my team, Auburn Tigers, did not make it into a bowl game, which is sad. So, anyways.
Well, my Ole Miss Rebels didn't make it into a college football playoff. So,
well, thank goodness we're a basketball school now and number two in the country in basketball. So, we'll take it for however long we can hold on to it. But, John, we'll go to traffic on the fives.
That's right. No new accidents to let you know about right now. It looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Still seeing some delays on the Garcon Point Bridge. I'd say a 7 to 9 minute delay. Both north and southbound and traveling due to construction. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. And just some other things going on in town this weekend. If you don't like football, you can check out some events going on around the city. You do have tomorrow, 8 p.m., down at the Pensacola Bay Center, the White Tie Rock Ensemble with a White Tie Christmas concert going on. That is one group to see. If you haven't seen them, maybe see if they've got any leftover tickets down there at the Bay Center to go watch White Tie Rock Ensemble at 8 p.m. You can get, if you don't want to go to the Bay Center tomorrow night, you can go Saturday for the Ugly Sweater Night at the Ice Flyers, 7 p.m. Saturday, December 21st. I'm sure everybody will be still wearing their ugly sweater from Gallery Night the night before. And then you've also got in East Hill on Saturday night, December 21st, the 5th annual East Hill Sleigh Ride, which is a golf cart parade through East Hill neighborhood. That starts at 5:30 from Bayview Park. This is a big fundraiser that Ryan Wiggins puts on in East Hill. And so they've got that going on. There'll be a ton of people in their golf carts with the lights on, rolling down the streets of East Hill, and so that's always a good time. Just a few things, a couple highlights there of what you can do this weekend. We've talked about Palafox Market will be downtown 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock on Saturday in MLK Plaza and Plaza Ferdinand for those last-minute Christmas gifts that you haven't gotten just yet. And again, all of our retail stores will be open. We've talked a little bit about the new website that the city has put out about parking, how to park, where to park, where you can park for free downtown, how to take the trolley that's going on downtown, and that is parkpensacola.com. Again, you go to that landing page when you go to the website and scroll down a little bit, and it'll have a map of downtown parking, and you can click on free parking, and it'll show you all the spots you can park for free. You might just have to walk a block or two, and but at least you didn't pay to park, right? So, again, I want to, you know, thank everybody for listening today. We've had a great lineup of guests from Senator Rick Scott, Representative Alex Andrade, Deputy Sheriff Andy Hobbs, the soon-to-be new property appraiser Bubba Peters, City Councilwoman Jennifer Breyer, Mike Wood, Lisa Newell. And we should have had Andy call in from the new Wawa that just opened up at 8 o'clock and tell us what he was going to put on his sandwich for the hoagie building competition that they're having with the firefighters out there at the Wawa. So as we wrap it up, thanks again, everybody. We're going to head to commercials and close it out, or we're not.
No, it's all you.
That's all
me, my friend.
Oh, my goodness. This is it. Well, let's see what else we got going on. We do have gallery night tomorrow downtown. Starts at 5 o'clock and goes till 9 p.m. There's a ton of vendors that'll be out there at gallery night. And again, it's ugly sweater Christmas themed. It is going to get cold this weekend, so you can wear the sweater and not worry about sweating all night long. Because it's going to get down into the 30s.
Now, if somebody wants more information on the Downtown Improvement Board, where do they go for more information?
You can go to downtownpensacola.com, learn about the Downtown Improvement Board, what all we do. We talked a little bit with Mike Wood about the Security Neighborhood Cop program that we partner with the city on. We also have a cleaning crew that's out there 7 days a week to make sure that we're trying to keep downtown as clean as we can. And they do a great job of doing that each and every single day. So downtownpensacola.com. You can follow us on Instagram, Downtown Pensacola, or our Facebook page, Downtown Pensacola. Thanks, everybody. Have a Merry Christmas. Happy birthday, Mom. And have a good day.